This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Commission on Presidential Debates are talking about the possibility of the boycott 2016 presidential and VP debates unless Libertarian and Green Party candidates are included. If you go to debates.org, you can hear more about that. My pal Greg Stebbin, who started a petition to include the other candidates in a time when we're screaming for more variety, will join us in our next segment. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing, America? My, oh, my. Each and every day we start on and off the campaign trail. Nobody better to do that with than a Washington insider from Talk Media News, Justin Duckham. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. How are you?
You know, now you've earned those stripes. You are a Washington insider. How does that feel?
Not bad. It's not as exciting as House of Cards makes it seem. It's a little bit more like Veep, but either way, it's kind of my home now.
I like that. It's like Veep. And trust me, it's addicting. You will have a very hard time, even though you're in California, you'll have a very hard time leaving there.
No, I feel you. And, you know, tonight was just one of those nights. I went out with a bunch of other reporters, and we went to a trivia night at the National Press Club. And kind of going down in the elevator, it was one of those things, just remembering that I used to watch stuff going on there at C-SPAN, and then I was, there spending my Thursday night just kind of goofing off with my friends, and it was kind of a good reminder of, you know, how kind of fun the city can be.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Not fun if you're the president, who, of course, is now in that short-time syndrome role. There was a story that broke today talking about the fact that the president or the administration might have sent Iran $33 billion in cash gold payments. So what do you make of that?
This is what the administration has said for quite some time, is basically not a ransom. That sort of distinction has been at the crux of a lot of arguments over here. Primarily people saying that the definition of this, or the goal of this rather, was to provide leverage in order to assure the release of hostages, which is why it took place at that time. That's been something that the administration has slowly kind of come around to and hinted at, and is continuing to be under some pretty intense scrutiny. Yesterday we actually had a congressional hearing on it. The administration is standing by it, but, this is going to be an issue. You know, there are more payments that are set to be made from this initial agreement. There's some speculation that the administration could do it at the very end of Obama's term in order to avoid some of the scrutiny that they've had, since there's likely no way he'll be able to do it again and get anything done in the remainder of his time in office. But either way, it's something that's not going to be going away anytime soon. It's something that could very well, come back to at the end of his term. And possibly even beyond, if there's some will to subpoena the president after he leaves office, which I wouldn't really put past anything at this point.
Absolutely. So how about this story too about Colin Powell, that he said he was not attempting to influence Hillary Clinton when he discussed sidestepping the State Department regulations by using a private email server? I wasn't trying to tell her to break the law. I thought that was crazy.
No, I mean, it was a very bizarre email exchange. And actually, made a lot of people kind of rethink the position they initially took. When Hillary Clinton first referenced it, there was a lot of people who said that she was pointing fingers, that she was throwing Colin Powell under the bus. But the email itself that was released yesterday by House Democrats actually shows Colin Powell, talking very flippantly about avoiding State Department security measures, saying that the one danger would be to have a device that actually holds on to the data, and that he got around that by not saving data and not saying very much, something that not even Hillary Clinton did, since the data was ultimately saved, and we're now seeing the release of those coming out. So he certainly gave a warning, but I guess a warning in his mind is not the same as an attempt to influence somebody, even though it seems like a pretty odd distinction to make.
Yeah, absolutely. So now a lot of money is being spent in those battleground states, meaning like Ohio, There's obviously a lot of campaigning that's going on where it's, I call it rapid fire campaigning. It's hurry, hurry, hurry. But there's also debate prep happening, right? Because that's on the 26th.
Yeah, exactly. The first one is going to be taking place at Hofstra University on Long Island. I'm actually going to be up there for that one. So, cool. You know, getting ready for that. And last night, of course, we had the Commander-in-Chief Forum on MSNBC, which was sort of a dry run for the debates, and one that has gotten a lot of scrutiny, primarily over Matt Lauer, the moderator for that. He was accused of, being too easy on Trump, spending too much time on Clinton's emails, and just not really fact-checking Donald Trump when he made statements that were pretty contradictory to previous ones that he made, particularly when it came to whether or not he supported the war in Iraq beforehand.
Yeah, I thought that was weird, too. And Matt Lauer's getting a lot of blowback on that. And then I thought this was interesting, Gary Johnson being just completely stumped on the question of Aleppo. He just blanked out. What do you think? I would say, what do you think that's about? But he just got blindsided, I think.
I mean, that's what he said. He has been very... sort of regretful about his performance on MSNBC's morning show. He said that this was something that he should have known. In an interview after, he said he has to get a lot smarter, and that's part of the process. But then he released a formal statement saying, no, I do understand Aleppo. I understand the situation in Syria, and said that at the moment he actually thought that Mike Barnicle, the person who asked the question about Aleppo, he said that he believed that he was referring to an acronym, one of the many sort of phrases we have going around that stands for, who knows what. So something that certainly really kind of dented his Marshak campaign. He obviously wasn't going to be in the White House, but this certainly takes away any sort of spoiler effect he may have in this race in terms of trying to appeal to Clinton or Trump voters, considering that this has gotten a huge level of, criticism and scrutiny.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, Justin Duckham, brush up on your trivia so when you go out the next time with all those media people, you can just trounce them.
There we go. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good weekend. Thank you. Coming up, as I said, we're going to talk more about this Gary Johnson stump. And you heard Justin flesh out a little bit more. He was a guest on MSNBC's Morning Joe. And when he was asked what he would do about Aleppo, which, of course, is the major Syrian city that's been a strong hold for opposition forces and under siege by Assad's government, he said, and what is Aleppo? And Mike Barnicle said, you're kidding. And he said, Aleppo's in Syria. It's the epicenter of the refugee crisis. Oh, that's brutal. That is absolutely a brutal moment. It's hard to come back from that. It really is. What are you going to say? And come back later and say, well, I know what Aleppo is, and that's what I meant to say, or I meant to know what the city was, or, whatever. It was, again, one of those moments where I'm sure he wished he could take it back. But, you can't. He couldn't reel it back in. So, as I said, my pal Greg Stebbin, who's written a book called White House Confidential, he actually re-released the book, wrote the original one with my pal Austin Hill, and now this new book, just tremendous, again, just beefed up with amazing pieces of history in it. And it's the, it's a book of weird presidential history. So we'll talk to him about that. We'll talk to him about the debates with the no libertarian or green candidates being involved. Is that right or is it wrong? What do you think, America? Or should we just see Trump and Clinton square off? Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
He's in our virtual green room right now. That's a hint about what we're going to talk about. Greg Stebbin, and I mentioned this already, he is the author, the co-author of a great book. I used to have the late Austin Hill, a mutual friend of both of ours, on this show, and we had so much fun talking about all the little nuggets in this book called White House Confidential. It's revamped yet again. I think Austin Hill would be very proud of what Greg Stebbin has done, and Greg joins us to talk about politics of all sorts, including the presidential debates, and why are the Libertarian and the Green candidate being left out in the cold. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm good. It's great to be here.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about Austin today, and people remember, you certainly have been on the show many times, but so had Austin, and he really loved those little trivia or funny things about presidents, didn't he?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we would laugh so hard.
No matter what you did with Austin Hill, it would always end up in a conversation about either something musical or something about a president, a presidential candidate, or a presidential event. I mean, the man just lived for those two things, and sometimes he would intertwine them in a way that he would just have to unwrap for you. It was always entertaining and never boring.
Boy, no kidding. And certainly he was aware of you know, what was happening coming up and what could happen in these elections. But, boy, I wonder what he would have to say about this. You've even gone to the lengths of, hey, let's look at a petition here when we talk about these debates. How come Gary and Jill are being left out of the party, and it's only about Hillary and Donald Trump? Do you think that's a misservice to the American public?
You know, I do, and I say this even after Gary Johnson stuck his foot in his mouth today. I mean, does everybody know about what happened on The Morning Joe?
Yes.
Do we need to do a recap?
We just talked about that, and then when Justin Duckham was on in D.C., and he said, I mean, but just that moment when Mike Barnicle, of all people, too, asked him the question about Aleppo, you know, Johnson said, you know, what would you do? And we'll set it up. So he was asked, what would you do about Aleppo, which, of course, is the major Syrian city that's been a big stronghold for opposition foes and has been massively under siege by Assad's wicked government. And he says, what is Aleppo?
and Barnicle says, you're kidding. And you know what? Oh. Actually, there's two things I want to say here. First of all, I just posted on Facebook and Twitter a video of this interview. And one of the traps here, I'm not defending Johnson because I'm not endorsing Johnson. I'm just saying you need to play the video back to what was being discussed before Barnicle asked about Aleppo. They were having this whole conversation about the two-party system and where was John. There was nothing about foreign policy in this conversation. And really, I'm not saying Barnicle was wrong to do it, but the question was kind of out of the blue. I could see how you could not necessarily change gears with him that quickly. So it's not clear to me when watching this if Gary Johnson did know what Aleppo was, he was confused, or he was really faking it well to kind of cover for himself. But I would actually say what happened today makes the case even more strongly that when we have these debates, we want everybody who's on the ballot to be on that stage as part of the debate. You know, Gary Johnson's going to be on the ballot, I think, in all 50 states. Jill Stein's going to be on the ballot in, I don't know, 35, 40, 45 states. I'm not sure it's been determined yet. I mean, these are people you could vote for. Why would we want to have debates without having, essentially being able to kick the tires of all the candidates side by side? If we don't get to see them side by side, how do we get to be able to tell who's who and who stands for what we believe in? And we want to have them on the debate stage, all of them, to see all kinds of things like this. How do they respond? What do they know? How do they react under pressure? And, you know, I think it's worth watching this Gary Johnson video just to see how he responded under pressure. It's a really fascinating study.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're suggesting if you go to change.org, there's a petition there about boycotting watching the presidential debates unless the Libertarian and Green candidates are included, right?
Yeah, and so there are other petitions about including them. Even Gary Johnson has almost a million people have signed his petition. Here's the problem with those other petitions. There's no bite in them. If a lot of people, a million people, signed a petition saying, we're not going to watch it unless you include these other candidates, well, that's going to hurt the network's ad revenue, and they're going to listen. And then they're going to turn around and say, you know, you've got to include these other candidates. We've got to put the pressure where the pressure will amount to the most. And when you hit people in the pocketbook, that's when they really listen.
Yeah, and your petition, you just need 20 to reach 100.
Yeah, so I just posted this, and I would love it if your listeners go to change.org, search for my last name, Stebben, S-T-E-B-B-E-N, and sign the thing. I don't know what happens when I hit 100 signatures. Obviously, I'm hoping that people will not only sign it but share it. I really do believe that if enough people said we're going to boycott the debate, we could cause the networks, and I'm blanking on the name of the organization. See, even I can blank. I can do a Gary Johnson, too. I'm blanking on the name of the organization, the Commission on Presidential Debate.
Yes, you know,
they need to be pressured. This 15% rule, it's just an arbitrary rule. There's no science to back it up. It used to be 5%.
Right.
So there's no reason not to include those candidates, especially in this political season when, frankly, there's so many polls that show how dissatisfied so many of us are with both of the major party candidates.
Yeah, and I also think it's good anyway, because if you had more candidates out there, then everybody gets to poke around and let's see what the responses are with four people there.
Well, right, and some people will say, well, where do you draw the line? I mean, we could
yeah.
have 100 people on the stage, which kind of reminds us of the Republican debates, and that
right.
was problematic. But the reality is, these are the four that are on the ballots. It makes it's a very clear and, I think, fair distinction. You're either on the ballot at this point or you're not. But if you're on the ballot and you're not in the debate, that just seems wildly hypocritical to me.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely, no question about it. All right, so your book, if people want to pick up your book, they can go to Amazon, correct?
Absolutely. It's White House Confidential. It's mm-hmm. at Amazon. This is the third edition. A ton of really great stuff about Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
If you love him, you'll love what we added. If you hate him, you'll love what we added. There is just some... I found some things to include about him in the book that I literally... I sat there with my jaw open going, okay, I have to verify this five different ways to make sure he really said this or this really happened. And I guarantee you between now and November 8th, if you pick up a copy of this book and memorize three stories from it about any president you want, Theodore Roosevelt, Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, Barack Obama, Gerald Ford, whoever, if you memorize three good stories, you will be the hit of every party you go to between now and Election Day.
Oh, I like that. All right, so Greg Stebbins, thank you so much.
Come sign my petition.
It's signed. I signed it. Everybody else go there. Change.org and look up Stebbins, like he said, and sign the petition.
S-T-E-B-B-E-N.
I love it. Thanks, Greg.
It's great to be here, Kate.
So as Greg was talking about, I think from the point of view of the fact that you have more voices, I like that. I like the idea. And he's right. Where would you draw the line? You could make the argument, oh, that's ridiculous, and how many people would be up there. But since Gary Johnson definitely has some people that are backing him in the polls, you can see that. And Jill Stein has a few people. Why not? I say why not? And it kind of makes it, it's kind of the wild card scenario. And see what happens if you had bookends on, I'm going to say bookends. If you had bookends on either side. But of course, all of you have listened to my show for any length of time. Now I always say, if we're tired of being log jammed, we need a third party. Could we get a third party? Would that be possible? Wouldn't that make it more interesting? All right, we come back on the flip side. The Broncos or the Panthers? Who won as the NFL kicks open the season? And an American icon is stunned. Hang with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Pretty positive person, so you know I use all these different situations in my life as learning experiences, and I certainly learned a lot about myself, about my support system, about the people that care about me, my teammates, my friendships. I'm a pretty positive person, so you know I use all these different situations in my life.
So again, that's Tom Brady, who says he's a positive person. We get it. He's a positive person who is not thinking about the fact that he just has now, since last weekend, he's into the suspension era. So four games without Tom Brady, but rest assured that Brady's presence will be felt on the Lighthouse, which is right there at Gillette Stadium. He looms large. There is a giant poster of Tom Brady. It's crazy. It's like he's looking at everybody and has his arms around the stadium, sort of. It's a crazy thing. So when the Patriots take the field to start the season, it'll be Jimmy Garoppolo on the road against Arizona, not Tom Brady. It's so odd because he's serving his suspension. Speaking of odd, it was the rematch of the Super Bowl, and everybody is, I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people are anointing the Panthers as the Super Bowl winners, that they should win the Super Bowl this year. Well, guess what? The Broncos beat the Panthers 21-20. There was a chance for a field goal, and at the tail end of the game, field goal initially was made, but then iced with a timeout. You know how you do that thing? Oh, let them kick, and then we call a timeout. That happened. And then the second kick missed. It missed left. So the Panthers fly away from Denver disappointed. And, I mean, it was one of these things where you can't make this stuff up. I mean, you just to start the season this way with the who's the quarterback for the Broncos and to have Gano miss the 36-yarder. Wow. I mean, so close, but yet so far away. So that missed field goal cost the Panthers a game. Mm. A chance to ice the game with a, it's 50-yard field goal because you had to add the extra onto it. And it did not happen. Very crazy game anyway. So we started our nail the score thing, and it's a good time to remind you since I'm on football here for a second. And nail the score, we had a lot of calls from a lot of people all over the place. Everett called us from Washington, and he liked the G-men to slam the Cowboys because their game of the week was the Cowboys and the New York Giants. So he guessed 34-13. Pete in Texas said Dallas 28-19. Tomas had Dallas 24-21. Dan had New York 30-17. I had the Cowboys, by the way, in a close one, 27-24. So we'll see. Trying to nail the score. We do it each and every week on our Tuesday into Wednesday show normally in our last segment of the second hour. And you don't have to know anything about football to play, and you may win some fabulous prizes. So I say, why not? And one thing you will win is if you call in, I love this, and there's no big push here. It's just that my pal, Stephen Hewer, gave me a ton of it to give away. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to give people the packets of, I think, what is like Save My Life, One World Way. Because I've talked about this before, now I'm reaching for that and making these unbelievable shakes that are getting me all those nutrients that I have sorely been missing. Ugh, the things that I need. And it's made such a big difference in not only my energy level, but just in general how I feel all the way around. But here's the bottom line. One World Way, I'm not pushing it down your throat, I'm just saying that I've got all these awesome packets, and if and when you call in for Nail the Score, I'll if you give your vitals, your place where you live, I'll have the postman drop some off at your house. What a good deal that is. Anything to get mail, right? I mean, seriously, what kind of mail do you get? Do you get direct mail, stuff you're not going to ever use, and you wonder, why am I on this list? The local newspaper that has a $10 off coupon for the diner down the street or whatever. To get mail is, I like getting mail, definitely. All right, so speaking of sports here for a second, talk about Deflategate and what happened in the first game in the NFL. And then Tim Tebow, who has a history with the Denver Broncos and then was cut and went to a couple of other stops along the way. Now, instead, says, hello, baseball. Here's what he had to say.
To really talking with Mr. Alderson yesterday and just getting a chance to really hear him and his thoughts and his belief and me as a player and as a person, as a competitor, and just everything I could bring to the organization, it just felt like the right fit. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity, talking with Mr.
Wouldn't it be wild if he became a stud for the Mets? It'd be wild. So while he's excited about this opportunity with the Mets, Serena Williams was stunned by Karolina Plíšková, and it happened in the semifinals. Wow. So what was it? She said her knee was bothering her. but she lost 6-2, 7-6. What a shocker. And Pliskova, was a first-time major semifinalist. I mean, obviously a bad knee hampered her late in the second set. Even her coach said he didn't remember seeing her ever move that slowly. So now the 24-year-old from the Czech Republic advances to a major final. Williams again stopped short of winning a record 23rd Grand Slam. She's tied with Steffi Graf for the record of the open era slams at 22. She does also lose her number one world ranking, going from the top for the first time in 186 weeks. Wow. 186 weeks. How crazy is that? She's an icon. She's an icon that eventually is going to start to struggle because of injuries, because of certain weaknesses in her game. And there's so many younger superstars in waiting out there. However, none of them have been able to really get to Serena Williams. So if I'm her, I'm going for that record. She probably has a very good chance, in other words, of hitting the record. But she's got to keep playing as much as possible so that so she can do that. And that's what she is doing, right? And by the way, did you ever hear this whole thing about asteroids are going to destroy the planet? And I just hope we don't get hit by asteroids. Well, a NASA probe blasted off Thursday night from Cape Canaveral on a seven-year, 4.4 billion-mile journey to grab a chunk of a asteroid and return it to Earth. The Atlas V rocket carrying the 80 million or OSIRIS-REx mission lifted off at 7.05 p.m. just before sunset with 1.2 million pounds of thrust. Can you imagine? I saw the pictures of it. It was pretty cool looking, I have to say. I never get tired of that view. I used to cover Vandenberg Air Force Base, and they had secret Titan missiles and launches and all that, and it just blew my mind when I saw it. And these are on a much grander scale, and NASA, of course, is different, but pretty darn amazing. So the investigation represents the origin part of the OSIRIS-REx mission, which is an acronym for Origins, Special Interpretation, Resource Identification, and Security, Regolith Explorer. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Give me the acronym. I'll take the acronym any day over the alternative. Definitely. Definitely. And so 7 years is a long time. Write this down in your calendar. Where will you be in 7 years when they come back with these samples? And will we be blown away by the samples? All right, coming up next on America Tonight, odds and ends. We sort of fill in the blanks of what you might have missed. Yes, we told you about Tebow and his crazy odyssey of getting on with the New York Mets, so much for football. We told you about the champions, the Broncos, edging out the Panthers in a really seriously close matchup. Woohoo! The start of the NFL season. We bounce back to it on the flip side. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest. The brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Madonna, circa 1980. Voice sounded a little bit different, huh? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So as we continue down this road of odds and ends. Okay, so here's a couple of things. The Colin Kaepernick deal, I know we just bounced out of a couple of quick sports stories, but we're not talking about former quarterbacks who everybody loved. He took a knee and did the, you know, the sign of the cross and all that stuff. Tim Tebow, but we're talking about a different kind of quarterback in Colin Kaepernick. The NAACP president said it's not a stretch to compare Colin Kaepernick to Rosa Parks. The president said on Thursday, again, the president of the NAACP compared Kaepernick's refusal to stand during the national anthem to Rosa Parks, who wouldn't give up her bus seat to a white passenger in 1955. Cornell Brooks says, it's a lofty name, but it's not a stretch. He's saying, we'll let history be the judge how consequential Kaepernick's action is. Brooks suggests that the success hinges on the next steps the quarterback takes. Among those, the NAACP is hoping to work with him, saying they've reached out to him but have not spoken to him directly. And the Reverend Jesse Jackson says he's spoken to Kaepernick's manager and hopes to speak with the quarterback. Oh, my. So this really could explode. And when I say oh, my, to a lot of different levels. A critical step would be using Kaepernick's protest as a way to encourage people to vote, is what they're saying, and among other things. So we'll see what happens. I mean, once the NFL goes wide and kicks all the way open, I think for the season, how are we going to see other people that are going to protest? Are there going to be other people that say they're not going to, you know, that they're just going to, they're going to do the same thing he does? And, you know, when you see the pictures, it's very strange to see the pictures. I just have to say, it just seems weird that the others are standing. And I get freedom of speech. I do, totally. You're not going to find many people that feel exactly like I do on freedom of speech. But I think there was a bigger, hit that he could have used. There was something better that he could have done. And, you know, it's strange because in an effort to do the story, there's all kinds of angles on this. And one of them, I was reading something today out of Modesto, California, where there was an article that was written that talked about Colin Kaepernick's parents fly a U.S. flag at their house, but they're silent on the protest. You know, but again, what are they going to say? I don't know. If you have a son, you have a daughter, would you say, my son, I don't think that's right, but it's freedom of speech? I mean, this is just the tipping point. Somebody asked me today, Rusty Humphreys had me on his show, and asked me if I thought this was just going to explode and get bigger. And, oh, yes, I do. Because this is part of the vernacular. It's part of the conversation now. I mean, there's just, yeah, absolutely. It's not going away. When I say it's not going away, something happens, and that's why we have odds and ends. And then we're on to the next thing. Boom! 7 seconds of that, and 7 seconds of that, and then another 7 seconds. This is not 7 seconds. And so here's what's interesting. The 49ers CEO, because they really haven't said much, the 49ers CEO says that I will pledge $1 million to help bridge the gap and address social inequities. That's Jed York. He said the team is going to do it. They're going to give $1 million to a pair of local organizations to find solutions in racial and economic issues dividing Bay Area communities. So who's the benefit of this? Those communities. And this commitment to the Silicon Valley Community Foundation and the San Francisco Foundation is 1 week after Kaepernick announced plans to donate $1 million of his salary to organizations fighting for human rights. So the winners in this are going to be these groups. If there is better dialogue, if there's a better partnership, that kind of thing. You know, in the Dallas area, I thought the Chief Brown, who I've spoken to many times, did such a great job in trying to bridge the gap. And when the 5 cops were killed, people didn't realize that part. It was heartbreaking to him because Dallas had worked so hard to do the opposite, to not have that problem, or at least candidly really, really deal with it. And they were. And there were trusting relationships that were developing between the police and the African-American community for the most part. you could really see that happening over the last few years. So it was terrible what happened there. And I think if it's real conversation, if it's a real way to stop some of the atrocities that are happening, well, great. Absolutely. So Kaepernick's parents won't comment, but they are flying a flag. It's displayed at the California Central Valley house of Rick and Teresa Kaepernick. So it's out there for the world to see, I suppose. But they're not talking about him at this point. I mean, look, he's called unpatriotic, among other things, as he protests what he says are those injustices and inequalities. And do his parents support the decision? Kaepernick said that his parents agree with what he's standing for. So it's not a protest against America. He says it's a protest against oppression and injustice and the equality that's not being given to all people. And then in the area where they live, they've lived there for just a short amount of time, about 3 years. And the flag was up before this whole protest thing started. That'll be an interesting story to follow, for sure. And then we end on this one. How about Wells Fargo? They fined $185 million for fake accounts. 5,300 people were fired. Do you bank with Wells Fargo? I mean, they're one of the nation's largest banks. So $185 million in civil penalties for secretly opening millions of unauthorized deposit and credit card accounts that harmed customers. And what happened was employees of Wells Fargo boosted sales figures by covertly opening the accounts and funding them by transferring money from customers' authorized accounts without permission. Nice. And just a little here, a little there, and perhaps people didn't notice. And that's how they got away with it, until they didn't. There's always the until they didn't. So the bank agrees to pay full restitution to all the victims and a $100 million fine to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's Civil Penalty Fund. Wow. Crazy. All right, that's a wrap for this hour. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.